The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
The night is like a lovely tune. Beware my foolish heart. How white the ever distant moon. Take care, my foolish heart.
Francis Albert.
Yes, I know. We got reminded before we went on the air. This was the day, I should know this, that he passed away 21 years ago today, May 14th, 1998. That was when the old man passed away. But his legacy lives on forever. Lives on forever, Francis Albert Sinatra. Adam Brandon's going to join us this hour. Good morning, good morning. Great to have you with us. It is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning. Arthur Idala coming up next hour. You don't want to miss Arthur. And Mike Gallagher is joining us live. And I want to get Evie's, it's Angelakis. Not even close enough?
No, Angelakis, yes.
Angelakis. Look at me with
you're
the Greek.
You're a regular Greek.
Well, Piscopo is like a Greek derivative.
Absolutely.
And after spending so much time with John Katsimatidis last night, see, I could get the pronunciation of this gal. By the way, big shout out to Andrea Katsimatidis and John and Margo, who we love, and our friends on and off the air. They did a great event. I talked about it earlier. I'll touch on it again a couple times this morning because it's important and vital. This was a huge, I think, a monumental moment in New York politics, that there was so much passion and so much spirit, and everybody was so inspired at the Manhattan. Are you ready for this? It was the Republican Party. It was the big, big gathering at the GOP yesterday at the New York Athletic Club. And I want to tell you, it was like as exciting. It was for the Manhattan Republican Party. You know, you would think people are walking around going, you would think. And I would thought when I went over there, they're going like, well, OK, we're never going to win, but let's all get together. No, they're fired up. They're fired up, and it was, and I'm inspired because I'm like Frankie. I'm more like a libertarian these days, you know, more like an independent, and leery and weary of both parties, you know. But I'm telling you, after everything that's happening on the Democratic side, on the way left, Dennis Prager said in an interview yesterday, I think, or whenever it was, day before, it's true. It's the way, way left. You know, liberals, we could work with Democrats, we could work with liberals. But then John Katsimatidis said it best as well. There's no common sense Democrats. This was John, and I've been railing about that as well. There's no common sense Democrats. By the way, the common sense Democrats that are out there, they come on this program, and that to me, and I shouldn't say this too loud, is their como se dice in America, their ace in the hole. That's what the Democrats should be looking to. Meantime, they're latching on to Bernie. They're latching on to AOC. They're latching on to Rashida Tlaib and to Ilhan Omar. And that is the face of the new Democratic Party. And if they continue to do that, you and I could just say, sure, no, go ahead. That'll be great. That'll be great. You know, and there's no way, I don't think they could ever even touch President Trump in 2020 if they keep that same narrative. But that's why, to that point, by the way, when I talked about Rashida Tlaib, and then yesterday I go on the air and I see, oh, now she said something else that's anti-Semitic. And I see the tweets and I see the news. And I say, well, should we mention it? Because you just kind of bring her into the light more. But they don't stop. Maybe they don't stop because they want me and, you know, everybody else to be talking about it. I'm not sure, but whatever it is. The whole anti-Semitic rise within the Democratic Party. And for Bernie Sanders, and I'm disappointed in Bernie. Because remember Bernie was on the show. Three times Bernie came on the show. Joe, how are you? Can I call you Bernie? Yeah. Sure. You call me Bernie. You know, and Brooklyn Bernie. He's a communist. He knows it. And sure, but let's talk. You're a communist. You think we should be like, a Marxist nation? Well, let's talk about it, Bernie. And we talked. But then he started with calling the president names. He's a pathological liar. He's a pathological liar. He kept saying, and I go, wait, now he's attacking the president. Then Bernie backs Talisha Rashid yesterday. He goes, he backs her. Nancy Pelosi backs her. He backs her. And then Bernie goes, the president's got to stop going after these quote-unquote Muslim women that are in Congress. Excuse me. It has nothing to do with religion. You start attacking everybody. You start telling us how bad we are as a country and how terrible and how racist we are. Then thank God you have a president that goes after these people. Religion has nothing to do with it. If you're hateful, if you hate America, if you hate the people that help make this country great, in the Jewish Americans that are in America and our only true friends in the Middle East, the Israelis, then you got a problem with everybody else. And Bernie Sanders is a Jewish guy from Brooklyn. He's backing this woman with the anthem. And Nancy Pelosi, I'm so confused. So he cut to last night at this Manhattan, New York, this gathering that Andrea Katsimatidis put together in such a stellar fashion. Margo was so proud of her daughter, and John was so proud. And it was everybody's invigorated. It's that we're invigorated. We're pumped up. You got to make a change. And when you look at New York and now Jersey, man, and if I meet one more person in New Jersey that shakes my hand and they go, what's going on? They're so confused. I shouldn't even laugh. They're so confused in Jersey. They have no representation. People keep voting in people like Governor Murphy is a very, very decent, nice man, but he's a socialist. Listen, I've known Governor Cuomo for many, many years. I've known Andrew for many, many years. Always like when he starts infanticide, really? In New York State, really? And Mayor de Blasio does a Green New Deal at the Trump Tower. I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed that this is with all the problems that we have. And I wanted to go by the homeless guy I walk by every day, you know, down Wall Street. Hey, look at the mayor's over there at Trump Tower, and he's doing a Green New Deal. They've totally lost it. They've totally lost it. And all they could ride in is taxation and tell us how bad we are. And I'm not listening. Done. So it was great to see last night everybody kind of fired up. And the Republican side. So Adam Brandon was there last night. He's the president of FreedomWorks. And he's going to join us in the studio a little while. Again, Arthur, Mike, and Evie, right?
Yes.
I got my gold cufflinks on. So I put the gold cufflinks on, George, if you'd be so kind. Thank you, George, for doing so. Look at that. See, though, that's from the National Italian American Foundation. I want you to know, you'll see the gold in the tie. You will see now, I've got from, this is from actually from Richard Kendall, who is the founder and chief executive officer of the Federal Enforcement Homeland Security Foundation, which is a great fund. Look what he gave me. He gave me a Secret Service pin, and he gave my our boss, Jerry Crowley, one as well. Jerry got the newer and nicer one.
Okay.
Because he's the boss.
Exactly.
So thank you, Mr. Kendall, and for meeting his lovely wife there yesterday. So I wanted to, now I feel comfortable. It's an anal thing. It's all gold. It's a gold thing. You see the gold watch? My mother got me this watch. Mom, thank you very much.
How's your Durasan travel toothbrush there?
That's good. It's holding up good. I almost put another one at Rite Aid or Duane Reade, wherever the heck I was.
I feel... You know, it you was a little, yeah.
The Duracell, you can't, you know, the Duracell.
Yeah, but it's not a mouthwash. It's not a spray.
No, it cures everything. I'm like, again, the Greek,
spraying some on my Windex. Son's hand yesterday Windex, after yeah. the gym, and I was explaining to him about how you were spraying it on your toothbrush. Even my son was like, oh, why would you want to put that in your mouth?
or on your toothbrush, not to mention on your toothbrush. Hey, so the big story today, which I'm very, very excited about, is that they're investigating the investigators. We've been waiting for this. So as I got back and I left a little early. I stayed long, though, last night because it was such a good event. By the way, shout out, Kimberly Guilfoyle and Donald Trump Jr. were great. They got up to the podium together now. They're a team now together. I took a picture with them, and I didn't want to take a picture. John said, go, and Margo. You don't argue with Margo. Margo said, get over there, get a picture taken.
That's good.
So I took a picture. But I feel like, hey, can I take a picture with you guys?
Don was the hairpiece guy.
Don was great.
No, the hairpiece guy.
Wait, no. Be nice. Well, let me tell you. I got to tell you what happened. So I see Don Jr., who I've seen before. And Kimberly, I know, from Fox, right? Mm-hmm. So it was great. And we talked a little bit. And I said, you know what? We support you. Because I feel they're going after Don Jr. I got to tell you something. He's a citizen. He's a citizen. They're assaulting the civil liberties of this young guy, in my opinion. Then I'm about to go into the room and start the event. And there was Don in the men's room. So now do you
sink?
Yeah, well,
at the sink.
Well, not at first.
Oh boy,
not at first. So I didn't want to go.
Oh,
so wait, but
so
what do you
creepy.
Say when you go?
So creepy.
It is. You gotta watch it when
you
go over.
Staring, and then what do you do? Is
I wasn't
is he looking?
Staring.
Is he waiting for me?
I don't wasn't know, but, staring.
But no, but the whole point is
he was using the men's room, and
I know.
Did I wait? I kind of waited. I kind of waited at
yeah,
the
yeah, but
sink.
That's what I mean. You're waiting, and he's probably thinking, there's somebody behind me. What am I doing? You know, do I? It's really.
It's like
that's
when
the
I get,
one where it's all sorts of creepy.
When I get upset, because I remember I did that.
Right. And then do you wait outside the room, no. And then you assault him as
I know what you're
door,
alluding to. Quarter yeah. after 7 o'clock with Joe. Well, when I was at Madison Square Garden, and I was at a Rangers game, and there was a guy, and we were in the restroom, and he used the thing, and then he put his hand out to shake my hand.
That's where you start throwing Durasan at him and start spraying him. You have no problem.
At this point, yeah. I am going to do exactly that.
Yeah, as soon as the
even in church, peace be with you, but that hand comes out, I think a shot of the Durasan. You know what's good about Durasan, too, is that it's not sticky, you know, so
right.
you could just spray it, and people go, oh, it's very, very light.
You know, nice, yeah.
So Don, I'll tell you, so Don Jr. looks great, by the way, and he's there, and so I'm at the sink, so I wait for him, and I go, and I'm trying my hand.
Give him a towel?
I said, no.
You're waiting for a tip? We have Dracar here, too, if you'd like to use it.
He tipped me $10. He said, thank you, sir. And I said, you're welcome, and come back again.
That'd be great.
No.
Mint? Mint? Cologne?
That's what I should have done.
That's what you should have done.
So I said, hey, man, I said, you know what, thanks for all your family's doing for the United States, is what I said. I said, Don. He goes, thank you, Joe. I said, man, we appreciate you being here. And then I left. Then, listen to me. So then we had the great night. This was a great night. And I'm telling you, it was great. And it because there was electricity in the room, which there never is.
Right.
The word Republican and electricity really don't go hand in hand. You know?
And you didn't have to
it's
sing.
Dichotomy.
So even better. That's why it's a great night.
I have to sing.
Hand
so
the mic,
so you know. It was the end of the night. I go, and then into the restroom again. And then I saw Don was on the way. He wasn't in there, but I just said, hey, you're great. And
he was on the way, way.
Yeah, I was afraid I'd see him again. Then it would be like.
Yeah, then it's you're following me to the bathroom. I mean, two times, you know, in the course of a night, it's one thing. The third time, you're following. You're stalking.
But I'll tell you what, it was great. It was just nice, and he said all the good things, nothing that was hateful, just all the good things that his father was doing. Then he told a great story that I guess I could share with you, 717. Don Jr. told a great story where he took, I hope he doesn't mind me repeating this, but where he took Kimberly out for Valentine's Day, you know. So they went out to a restaurant on the Upper East Side, and he did a whole narrative. It was very funny on how, you know, not really Donald Trump country, the Upper East Side. You know, or up a west side in New York, you know, it's very, very liberal up there. So they're eating and they're out there, and then people are looking at me, and he goes, oh gosh, now I got to have people looking at me, and they just want to, you know, take me out or assault me in some way. So he says, as they got up to walk out, Don Jr. did, some lady says, you, she goes, you, like that. And then Don goes, oh, here it comes. Now I'm going to have to defend myself. And anyway, she goes, you've got, and I can't tell you what he said, but he actually used a vernacular that I'm not going to use on the show. Mm-hmm. You have got a lot of courage to do what you do with your family. We stand behind you. This is what this older lady said. That, yes, and she didn't use courage. She used another, as you could do well, some word that Al would probably use as we take, you know, just like you have a lot of courage. And everybody, guts, exactly. Everybody stood up and applauded Don Jr. and Kimberly as they left. Yeah. Because
that's
I think people are like closet believers, you know what I mean? And it's not, and I don't drink any Kool-Aid. I always use that old term.
Gatorade.
I don't go hook, line, and sinker. No. I mean, just to idolize. I'm not mesmerized by anybody. It's just what's right for the country. And Jr. right there, he could have been a candidate himself.
Well,
laid it out in such a nice way. And Kimberly is just so wonderful. She's just so great.
What
so it was a great
senators
night.
Are trying to do is ridiculous. The guys talked twice already, and they're just trying to entrap him to get the president on something here. I mean, enough already. Can we move on
exactly
and
right.
start doing things
exactly
to work
right.
for the country? This is what we
well,
elected
that's
you
what,
for.
You know what? That's a good point, Al. Thank you. That's what I thought last night when I saw Don Jr. Here's a great American kid. It's New York. And again, and when we come back, we'll touch on it. But I'm from here. For years, I've known Donald Trump. And I would go there when they were fundraisers. I told you this. At the St. Regis with Regis Philbin. They named the hotel after him. Didn't they? Named it after Regis. Right?
And the high school.
And the high school. school.
What do you mean?
And so it's all New York. We should celebrate this as opposed to vilify it. Hey, 719 with Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. 877-970-2999. That's our Balance of Nature phone line. Mm-hmm. We love that. We have a new name for our phone line. That is the Balance of Nature phone line. How's your Balance of Nature going, Deb?
It's working. I'm doing the three. Well, I was doing two fruits in the morning and two veggies in the afternoon, but I'm trying to do three and three because that's what they recommend. When I talked to my health coach, that's what she recommended, over the phone.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
Health coaches.
I know.
Great,
for free when you call.
Yeah,
when you call Balance of Nature. Hey, Debbie, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, traffic-wise, how are we doing this early in the morning, may I ask?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. We're going to head right to the southbound thruway, slowing down 13 down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Now, right before that, on the southbound thruway at 14A, it's an accident with injuries off on the shoulder, getting down through that Spring Valley area. Now, traffic is still moving pretty slowly for you as you head over to the New Jersey Turnpike, Western Spur North at 16W, with construction off on the ramp. And we're still seeing some slowdowns this morning as you take a ride to the Staten Island Expressway East, getting out toward the Verrazano Cross Island northbound at Bell Boulevard. A disabled vehicle in the way. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Sponsored by Zelle. Zelle is an easy way to send money to friends and family right from your banking app. Not sure where to get someone for their birthday? Send them money with Zelle so they can buy whatever they want. Look for Zelle in your banking app or get more info at ZellePay.com. Zelle, this is how money moves. Checking in on the forecast, showers this afternoon, high of 54. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Right now at Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers, you can get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on quality Napa brakes. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers, exclusions apply. Offer ends 5/31/19.
Mike Gallagher explains the next media meltdown.
I don't think people care what happened from 1985 to 1994, but the media hysteria is ever present, breaking down. Oh my gosh, he's a con man. What, he's a con man because a guy who made billions over the course of his lifetime had a 9-year period where he lost money? What a shocker.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, Dow futures are modestly higher following yesterday's sell-off. The Dow dropped more than 600 points Monday after China announced plans to raise tariffs on some U.S. imports. Also, Boeing, which is in the Dow, declined nearly 5%. It will be impacted by a trade dispute with China, and the Wall Street Journal says it's possible Boeing 737 MAX planes won't return to airline schedules before mid-August. Walmart is stepping up delivery, competing with Amazon. Starting today, it's offering next-day delivery in Phoenix and Las Vegas and will expand to Southern California soon. Amazon revealed its one-day delivery plans 2 weeks ago. Walmart offers two-day shipping on many items over $35. The Dow was down 617 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 269 and the S&P was down 69. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryan, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the Hope 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the SmartWayToBuy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The smart way to buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
I love American success stories. I especially love an Italian-American success story like Botticelli Foods. Besides their incredible line of olive oil, Botticelli Foods carries an array of authentic Italian pasta sauces that can be found online at BotticelliFoods.com. The classic marinara, the tomato basil, the roasted garlic, my favorite, the alla vodka, just to name a few. Botticelli pasta sauces are made with the very finest and freshest Italian tomatoes and prepared using traditional Italian recipes. They start with Botticelli extra virgin olive oil. Each sauce is crafted in small batches, mixing in a blend of spices and fine Italian ingredients to ensure a rich homemade flavor. One of their most unique products is their vegan bolognese premium pasta sauce. Made with no meat, it's a wonderful alternative for those with dietary restrictions but still demand great flavor. Go to BotticelliFoods.com. Go to BotticelliFoods.com. Use the promo code MikeG. You'll get free shipping on your entire order. Trust me, you're going to love Botticelli. Make it better with Botticelli. BotticelliFoods.com, the art of Italian flavor.
Yeah, you are so right, Mike Gallagher. 7:25 with Joe. We love Botticelli. Hey, planning for the future is important, right? You know that. Are you and your family protected? If you're not around to make the decisions, who will? Oh, don't please. I've in my head, I've played out that scenario. Who you got to protect your assets, right? From probate, nursing home costs, and also people that are nipping at you that have nothing to do with you that come into your family's life and they will try to take your money. Not that I worry about it, but I talked to Joey, my consigliere, you know, and we played out all the scenarios where you work so hard and the money can be dissipated. It just goes away. The government's going to be there front and center. They're going to try to rip you off, right? And you need a will. You need a trust. You need power of attorney. You need a health care proxy, living will, or estate plan. And yes, you got to go to Connors and Sullivan. Connors and Sullivan, they have a free seminar. And they will answer all the questions that I had. They'll answer your questions as well. And it's for free. Let me tell you where they are. Wednesday, May 29th, Lenny's Clam Bar. That's Cross Bay Boulevard in Howard Beach in Queens, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. That's on Wednesday, May 29th. On the 30th, the next day, at Connolly's, corner of Grand Avenue at Maspeth, Queens. That's 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. And also Friday, May 31st. At the Adria Northern Boulevard in Bayside, Queens, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. So check out ConnorsandSullivan.com. You know, Mike Connors himself is going to be there at these seminars, and they are for free. But if you want a private initial consultation, you can get that for free as well at one of the Connors and Sullivan's offices all around Brooklyn, Manhattan, and just got to call 718-238-6500. Check, I tell you, it will put your mind at ease. I'm so excited. I'm going out there May 20th. We're going out there, and I'm going to see Lisa and Bridget and Kelly and Beth and Mike himself, and we're going to close this deal. And I suggest you do the same, because let me give you the number before I give you the big closing line that is so true. 718-238-6500 or go to ConnorsandSullivan.com. I was going to tell you, Mike Connors always says, and it's so true, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
See, now I lost the other couple. You know, Arthur, maybe Arthur will bring me one. And I should have wore the Frank Sinatra cufflinks if I was aware, like that caller that called you, Al.
Yeah, he called before the show to remind us that a year ago he called.
Thank you. I remember that call about Frank Sinatra. I would have wore my Arthur Idala Frank Sinatra cufflinks. But so what I do when I'm on the road, and Lord knows I'm on the road constantly. All I do is pack and unpack and go to hotel room. I go home for a few days, stay with the kids, and then I start it all over again. And now these cufflinks are great. They're blue and pink, and I love them. And they're great with a kind of a paisley kind of look when you put the pocket square in. Mm. And I have a pink and kind of bluish tie. And I couldn't find these cufflinks. So last night I'm looking around. I grab and I find the cufflinks. Now I already lost the other one of these things. You know, it's just
probably in the bottom.
It's easier dressing like Al. It's me. One day I will dress like Al. Get a mohawk, Tommy Bahama.
No, you won't.
Right? Frankie,
you're not gonna get a mohawk.
I noticed Frankie's been dressing up lately. I'm telling you. I'm just saying.
Frank always looks sharp.
Final Charter Revision Commission hearing tonight, yeah, so see, I can't let
you. Did you go last night, too?
No.
No, there wasn't a meeting.
So, and then are you accomplishing anything with this?
Well, yes. No. I mean, tonight, my hope is to, you know, so they have all these hearings, and you have all these anti-police protesters at all these hearings.
Now, why? What is that?
Well, because they want an elected civilian complaint review board with the power to punish the police.
Oh, good.
And so far, aside from these activists, the only person they've heard from on this subject is me. So even one of the commissioners took me aside after the hearings and says, you know, they've guys have sort of changed my view on
this.
Really? Yeah, so I'm hoping tonight,
good for you.
Which has a lot. No. They've changed it the other way because picture this, all these Black Lives Matter folks, folks in the socialist groups and everything.
Yeah.
And that's not my calling them socialist. They call themselves socialist.
But you don't,
urging an elected civilian complaint review board. So picture it's 200-1
yeah.
in terms of voices.
You're
so
the
I'm
one?
Yeah, so far.
That's
so I'm hoping, you know, I know Joe Borelli's going to testify tonight.
Oh,
I know
good.
He's going to be in support of the police. And I'm hoping that some other folks will come out in support of the cops as well. Also, because one of the commissioners said, why don't we just put it on the ballot, which it's not even clear they have the legal authority to do. So I'm hoping more supporters of the police will come out to the College of Staten Island tonight and say we don't need to handcuff the police further. Additionally, they are likely to put on a question with respect to ranked choice voting, which would be an important reform that I hope gets implemented.
And
but we'll see.
It is National Police Week, so we celebrate law enforcement everywhere. Posted that on my Twitter feed, so we always support. And if you're in, you know, one of the men and women of the NYPD, thank you. We thank you. The New Jersey State Police, we thank you. Commissioner O'Neill doing such a great job. Colonel Callahan in Jersey doing such a great job with the New Jersey State Police and all the local police officers who are doing such a great job. We celebrate National Police Week and remember those lives lost in law enforcement. Joe on the radio, there's a lot to get into today. 877-970-2999 is our Balance of Nature phone line, 877-970-2999. I'm laughing. And we're going to go, Adam Brandon's going to join us momentarily from FreedomWorks. Governor Murphy vetoes, what is this? What is this about the scooters? What is this? There's like a, no, Governor Murphy signs electric scooter regulation law.
Right.
What is that? The scooting around?
Just to regulate the speed of the scooters and things of that nature. I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those sensible things. I don't know.
Have you ever, you know, I can't stand, if you're in Europe, that's right. All they have. When you're in Europe, you're in France, and then you hear this.
Yeah.
It's like Vespers. El Chapo, the way
he
escaped.
Vespers all over the place. Well, it was invented in Italy.
So but I don't hear that in New Jersey. Is there something, should they be regulated in Jersey?
Well, I think so. I think
it's a major concern.
E-bikes and the scooters and stuff, I think, should be regulated because they don't, honestly, they don't obey the laws half the time. These are people, look, we had a woman on 57th Street in New York. She was hit by a bicyclist. And ended up dying. She fell, hit the pavement.
I worry about
later,
that. I must say, I worry about that all the time. I don't see it in New Jersey.
They are supposed to obey the same traffic laws as a car.
Okay.
So, and they don't. And they're racing by, and they're causing lots of problems.
According to the new legislation, motorized scooters and e-bikes that go 20 miles per hour or slower are now governed by the same rules as bicycles when it comes. All right.
In addition, obey the laws.
So this is Google Gunner Murphy's doing, huh?
Yeah.
He's coming at you, Al.
No,
he's coming at you.
He's coming at everybody, unfortunately. Like this new thing that he wants to return the property.
I'm going to leave it on a positive note and go to the news.
Why? Because I don't ride a scooter. I don't care. Obey the law. Obey it like anybody
Al
else should.
Al on a scooter.
Yeah, that'd
but
be
now,
great.
But now this dunce,
I'm Al Gattulo.
This dunce wants to bring back the property rebate to middle class. But guess what? The middle class, for him, it's $75,000. If you make above $75,000, you're not in the middle
but
class.
But how is he going to pay for that? With a millionaire's tax. That's what he's doing.
No. Part of it is with a millionaire's tax. Then guess what he's going to do? In 3 years, when everybody's getting that property rebate, he's going to go, we're going to raise the taxes. It's just another tax. Here's how you cut property taxes. Cut them. Cut them. Don't give these false rebates and all this nonsense, this false hope. Cut taxes.
Not in Jersey, not in New York, and not in California, Albert.
That's why people are moving out.
Yeah, that's so true. 733, Joe on the radio, AM 970, The Answer. And we're coming right back. You know, we got a lot to get into. And again, you could call at 877-970-2999 to our Balance of Nature phone line. Adam Brandon will join us, the president of FreedomWorks. He was there at this great event last night. And I have to reiterate it and talk about it because I've never seen the word that was exciting and Republican, that they don't really go hand in hand. This was an exciting Republican event. And you have to give Andrea Catsimatidis for doing a great job as head of the Manhattan GOP. Great job last night. We'll get into it with Adam when we come back. 7:34, Big Al standing by, not on his scooter, but he's got the news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
46 degrees at 7:34. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A New Jersey doctor who dubbed himself the El Chapo of opioids is now facing charges for dealing drugs. Robert Deligente appeared in federal court yesterday to face counts of distributing controlled dangerous substances and for obstruction of justice. Deligente is alleged to have used his medical practice to prescribe a rogues gallery of narcotics, drugs, and other addictive substances upon patient request and to have altered medical records when those documents had been subpoenaed. A man is facing weapons charges after being arrested with a sword cane at LaGuardia Airport. He was arrested last week, reportedly telling agents he bought the cane at an antique store, didn't realize it contained a sword. A TSA spokeswoman invoked the mega-popular HBO series Game of Thrones when discussing the situation on Twitter. She said while TSA agents may like the show, they're not a fan of the weapons used during filming. In sports, Yankees and Orioles postponed by rain last night in the Bronx. They'll try and make that up with a doubleheader tomorrow. The teams will play a single game tonight. First of three tonight in D.C. for the Mets against the Nationals. Knicks will find out tonight where they will pick in the 2019 NBA draft. The league will hold its annual draft lottery tonight in Chicago. Knicks have a 14% chance of obtaining the top overall pick and can't fall below number five. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You got to go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Let's go up to 9D northbound, getting into Old Hopewell Road in Wappingers Falls. An accident southbound thruway. That's slowing down Spring Valley down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB still an hour. Lincoln Tunnel 45. Holland an hour as well. Garden State Parkway north at 148. Accident heading right up through Bloomfield. Northbound New Jersey Turnpike. Western Spur at 16W construction. We're still seeing some slowdowns on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound getting out toward the Verrazano because of earlier problems, and expect delays at the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge getting into town. Cross Island northbound at Bell Boulevard. It's a stalled car in the way. Traffic is still moving slowly this morning as you head over to the Northern State Parkway westbound getting out toward New Hyde Park Road with an accident just about cleared. Rain this afternoon, high of 54. Clouds tomorrow, high of almost 70. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Your table, ladies.
Thank you so much.
So, Vicky, how have you been?
Great. It's been so long. Last time we saw each other was what? Your daughter's wedding on that yacht? What was it? The Atlantis?
Yes, the Atlantis. It was perfect for the wedding with its three decks, bridal suite, immaculate restrooms, dance floor, and state-of-the-art sound system.
The food and service was great, and I hear they bake those delicious rolls right on board.
They do.
You know, I've been trying to decide what to do for my daughter's Sweet 16 and some corporate events.
You should absolutely book the Atlantis. They do more than just weddings. Sunset cocktail parties, bar and bat mitzvahs, luncheons, and guests are able to board from several locations. Francesca was so easy to work with. Call her at 212-385-9400 or email her at events@franstouchofclass.com.
Charter the Atlantis for your event today. Call Francesca at 212-385-9400 or visit franstouchofclass.com. For a limited time, mention AM970 for a free menu upgrade on the Atlantis.
Pain is the number one reason people go to the doctor. And that's why Relief Factor is doing so well these days. People don't like being in pain, but you also don't want to go down that prescription drug path. You want a 100% drug-free solution to back pain, to neck pain, to leg pain. Nobody more committed to helping people get rid of pain than the father and son team of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. I know these guys. They are on a mission. They have a heart for the hurting, and they are focused like a laser trying to help people with back or neck pain. Relief Factor, the quick start is discounted to $19.95. It's about a dollar a day for 3 weeks. Then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day. Try the 3 week quick start. If after 3 weeks Relief Factor doesn't work for you, notify Relief Factor. You're only out $20. What do you have to lose except a whole lot of pain? As a customer, I know it works. I take a packet in the morning to packet in the evening, never miss it. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Get started with a 3 week quick start today.
Thank you, Mike Gallagher. Mike's on the show a little bit on 10:05 on his regular show on AM 970 The Answer, 7:38 with Joe on the radio. So you ready for this? You got to make the phone call. I have the deal of a lifetime from Mike Lindell. We broke it on, Thursday, I guess we broke. Is that when it was when we first talked about it? Mike Lindell actually called the show. I told you about it, what I'm going to tell you now. And then we broke records. We sold more pillows in the 4 hours on the air on Thursday than we had sold all month prior to that. So this is because it's such a great deal. So I'm going to give you this great deal now. This is the time. You go to MyPillow.com or you can call 800-651-0798. This is exclusively for you. You heard Mike call on Thursday. He goes, Joe, I got this great deal. He thinks about this overnight. I'm telling you, you got to love this guy. Special price limited time offer from MyPillow. You get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. $34.99 per pillow. You cannot walk into a store and get a pillow for less than that. $34.99 a pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or, again, 800-651-0798. But you have to use the promo code AM970. I love MyPillow. You love MyPillow. My mother was laughing. She goes, Joseph, you make it sound so comfortable. I got the MyPillow. I got the mattress topper. I got the Giza Dream Sheets, man. I love it all. But now you can get this outrageous deal. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. And the MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty made in the United States of America. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or please call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. 7:41 on AM970, The Answer. Around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. Five boroughs is here. Frankie Morano and Al Gattulo, Debbie, looking out for you. You can call 877-970-2999, our Balance of Nature phone line. But Adam Brandon, I was with Adam last night. He's the president of FreedomWorks. This is a grassroots service center to millions of activists who support smaller government and lower taxes. Adam, welcome, brother. Good to see you, man.
Thanks for having me. I thought we were doing radio this morning, and you're looking all sharp, and I didn't even shave.
Well, you're online there, my friend. you did like 10,000 interviews. We were at the Andrea Katsimatidis event with John and Margo for the Manhattan GOP. How great was that event? You said, what did you say? I said it was electric, it was inspiring, and then you were saying
it was optimistic.
Yeah, optimistic,
and
right,
when
you're right.
People who are listening around the country, and you think, oh, that liberal bastion in Manhattan, that room was full of such conservative optimism yesterday.
It was jumping, man.
And it reflected the community. I looked around and saw people from all over Manhattan there, and it was really exciting. And it makes me believe that in the long run, hey, we can win this battle of ideas.
Yeah, you're a young guy, and I think that Andrea got up there at Katsimatidis, if she's 30 years old, if she's 30, she was young. And I'm going, wow, a young Republican woman, and just lit up the room.
That's actually something. I probably did 7 or 8 interviews. Yeah. I think about 5 of them were with women, young women who are taking a lead in the party. And it's really exciting to see that.
It was nice. And then John was great. Everything he said, great. There's no more common sense Democrats. And he said, I invite the common sense Democrats to come over to the Republican Party. Come on over. We're ready for you. And me, I'm like more of an independent than anything else. And I have that in the back of my head because I was a lifelong Dem. Oh, the Republican Party is like, I don't know that it you could ever be, you could ignite anything within the Republican Party. But then you think of Ronald Reagan, and you think your point was well taken. Whether you like Donald Trump or not, you can't deny the great job that he's doing as president of the United States.
Well, I come from Cleveland, Ohio, and my hometown has really had some hard times. And growing up, I saw some hard stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just different right now. It seems like it's finally making a turn. People get lost in the messaging, and I can't stand bad messaging. People are like, these tax cuts put $1,200 in everyone's... Right now, if you want a job in America, you could get a job. Yeah. End of story.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know a lot of people that were struggling to get jobs that now could get jobs.
Yep. I'm telling you. And I feel as well in my business as well. And you could see New York, where I see Mayor de Blasio has the gall to do a this ridiculous Green Deal situation. Mm-hmm. And he goes to Trump Tower. There is a construction boom in this city like I've never seen. And that's my investor friends that are far smarter than I am. They're way, way richer than I will ever be. They say that's the Trump money. They feel confident to spend the money because President Trump is the president.
In the taxi down here this morning, I was amazed at how many buildings I see under construction. I'm used to construction in New York, but there is just a lot. And you build a building because you believe in the future.
That's exactly what it is. Tell us about Freedom Works, Adam Brandon.
We're a grassroots group. We like to engage with people who they're tired of yelling at the TV and they want to actually take some action. And my philosophy is based on one thing, and that is a politician's number one job. And that number one job is to get reelected. So when you own the politician's fear and they hear from you, they behave accordingly. So what we try and do is make sure that the people we're trying to influence are hearing from real voters in their district. And a lot of people are out there thinking, well, how do I contact a congressman? How do I do that? How do I, come to freedomworks.org, sign up, and we'll teach you how you make your voice heard, how you make an impact.
You did how many interviews did you do? You were doing the interviews last night. I said it earlier. Mm-hmm. I said, people were hovering to get on camera with you, man. And well, everybody was like, oh, I got to get some camera time. And I couldn't. They said, Joe, run in there. And I couldn't bring myself. Like, Adam, hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Can I come do an interview? I didn't want to bother you, man. If you grabbed me, I would have been there. You know that.
We have over 5 million folks following us on Facebook.
Wow,
and we find,
man,
that community is just dynamite. And what they want to see, they're listening to shows like yours. They're watching things like what we're doing on Facebook because they don't want things filtered. They want to hear directly from their people that they trust, their opinions. And that's what we're becoming. A grassroots activism is more about communicating a message to our community than anything else these days.
I got to talk to you 7:45 with Adam Brandon. You got to check out Freedom Works. So it's Kimberly Guilfoyle and Don Jr. And I'm saying, now, I said this before we went on the air, I really appreciate what the president's doing, but I don't idolize him, or I'm not, like one of those guys that go gaga. With Kimberly and with Don Jr., though, there was star power. They were like rock stars last night, right?
They certainly were.
I said they came, they were in front, and you interviewed them. Did they come over to you? Did someone bring them to you?
Literally, I turned to my left, and all of a sudden, Don Jr. was sitting next to me. It was, I knew he was on the sheet of someone who might come on over, and I wasn't really prepared for it. But when they got there, and all I'm trying to do is have a conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
And whenever I talk with these folks, my job is not to hear me talk. It's to let them tell what's on their minds and what they're interested in. So we had a conversation about how he spends a lot of time on college campuses these days, and just the crowds and the energy that he feels on college campuses, which is very different from the narrative. The narrative is college campuses are these far left bastions. They might, a lot of people on those campuses, they love when Don Jr. comes to town.
Isn't that something? And they go out together, Kimberly and Don Jr., man. And there was, I'll tell you, when they stepped up, there was an energy, and there was like rock star feel, because it's like, here's somebody we could believe in. But what I did not expect is Don Jr. to be so on the money. He's a great speaker and made some vital, vital points.
Well, I was also, he's pretty funny, too.
Yeah,
some of those jokes.
Man.
He was, one thing I don't like about working in politics is there's so many politicians that when I talk to these folks, they just think they walk on water and they're so over-serious. He was self-deprecating. He was entertaining with the crowd, made a couple jokes about the Russia stuff. And it was,
funny, man.
It was so opening, and it was hard not to be excited and optimistic.
And then the one thing I thought seeing Don Jr. there is how these senators, everybody's going after him. All the Democrats are going to now, and for Blumenthal in Connecticut to say, oh, now we're going to subpoena. It's like, and I've seen this guy, this kid of the president is a citizen.
Right.
He's a citizen.
Well, people forget, the Trumps were in real estate. They were in business.
Yeah.
Politics has its own bizarre little rules, and you can't say this, and you can't talk to this person, and you can't do this, because if you do, you're violating a federal law. It's very intimidating, and I believe it's made that way on purpose to keep people out of the system and out of the process.
Well said.
And then when you get people in, and I know people who got swept up in this Mueller investigation, they have huge legal bills, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 that they don't know how they're going to pay back, and they did nothing wrong.
That's right, the collateral damage that we talk about every day. What's FreedomWorks' take on the tariffs that the president's putting on the Chinese?
This is a bigger, longer question, because I don't think there's the battle that's going on today, but we're entering into a new era. As long as I'm going to live, the relationship between the United States and China is going to be that pivotal issue. And so I'm not a fan of tariffs, but I'm also not a fan. The greatest wealth transfer in world history was the amount of military secrets that the Chinese have stolen from the Pentagon.
Well said.
So there is going to be some pain involved with this, but we need to recalibrate this relationship to be based on equal peers and respect. So this is going. I have a feeling this is going to get pretty tight, and the Chinese are going to push us to see how far we're going to go, and if we're willing to take a little pain here.
You know, and you, as president of FreedomWorks, get the word out that the president is doing this. The end game is to just keep to tamper down Chinese with the intellectual property theft, with the military buildup.
Correct.
You can't. And all we hear about is from the left is about the Russians, about the Russians.
Russians are cold. China's cancer. These are two completely different.
Boom.
Adversaries.
You got it. Well said. Adam, come back. Stay with us, man, on the show anytime. You can come here anytime. And next time.
Well, I'm having too much fun. I don't want to go now. So
you're welcome to stay, man. I'll tell you what, because I appreciate what you're doing. FreedomWorks. You just got to go. If you go to FreedomWorks, just Google FreedomWorks, and you'll see Adam and the great work that this kid is doing here from Cleveland, Ohio, baby.
I'm 41 years old.
Please. I'm old, brother. You're a kid to me. Everybody's a kid to me, man. Are you an Indians fan?
Oh, my gosh. I'm even worse. I'm a diehard Browns fan. Yeah. Finally, I see the sunlight is coming out. So.
Listen, I keep up the great work, Adam, and thanks for being with us. Adam Brandon, FreedomWorks right there. Thank you, my friend.
Take care.
Great. Keep the fight, my brother. Hey, it's 7:50, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Debbie Duhame's out there looking out for you road-wise, rail-wise, on AM 970. The Answer. I see you, Debbie. Hi.
Hi. I see you guys. Hi, Joe. I like that tie. Very nice.
Thank you.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Adam. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening right now. PATH Trains, it looks like everything back on or close, had some earlier problems on the PATH trains. Now, traffic is still moving pretty slowly southbound Thruway, heading down past Spring Valley. An accident there by 14A was cleared. Then still kind of busy getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. 9D north up into Wappingers Falls. It's an accident over there. 9D southbound in Fishkill, an accident as well. Inbound GWB 1 hour. Lincoln 40. Holland an hour as well getting into town. So pretty tough at the Hudson River crossings. We're still seeing slowdowns northbound New Jersey Turnpike, Western Spur to 16W, with ongoing construction over at 16W. And watch for delays on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound. Still really busy getting out toward the Verrazano. Westbound BQE at Queens Boulevard, an accident was cleared. And prepare for some stop-and-go traffic as well. Cross Bronx West heading out toward 3rd Avenue. Traffic is moving slowly this morning. Deegan South heading right in toward the Cross Bronx. And over on 109 at 110, closed with police department activity here on the island. Rain this afternoon, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Representative Ilhan Omar must go. She must be removed from the House Foreign Affairs Committee for her gross anti-Semitism, for her cavalier dismissal of the murdered victims of 9/11, for her blaming the criminal socialist debacle and collapse of Venezuela on America, for her specious accusations against dedicated U.S. officials and her disdain for our nation, which saved her from Islamic terror in the non-nation of Somalia. Join the upcoming Ilhan Omar Must Go billboard launch in Times Square, 711 7th Avenue at 48th Street on Monday, May 20th, starting at 5 p.m. with a rally and press conference. For more information, go to www.ilhanmustgo.org. Again, it's the Ilhan Omar Must Go billboard launch in Times Square, 711 7th Avenue at 48th Street on Monday, May 20th, starting at 5 p.m. Go to www.ilhanmustgo.org. Ilhan Omar Must Go. Paid for by jccwatch.org.
Megan from California said this about Relief Factor.
I've been using Relief Factor for a little bit over a month.
was a 34-year-old woman that has been in a car accident. I suffered from severe neck pain, shooting pain down my arms and legs that would often cause me to limp. At one point, I was going to a chiropractor and an acupuncturist six times a week. I noticed visible improvement within 2 days of taking your product, Relief Factor, and it has really, truly changed my life.
The three-week quick start is just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day for pain relief, less than a cup of coffee a day. What do you have to lose except possibly your inflammation? Just go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com.
Thank you, Larry Elder. Larry's on tonight, AM 970. The Answer, just saying, 754 with Joey on the radio. Weather coming up with Joe Lumberg momentarily. You know, if you're anything like me, you get a craving for Italian food, you want to eat the best, right? Well, there's no better place than Michael's of Brooklyn right there on Avenue R. Nostrand. Michael's of Brooklyn is a true staple, family-owned and operated by Fred and Johnny. And Michael's out there, Marianne herself. You know, they've been in business since 1964. It used to be a pizza place, right, that Michael's grandfather did, Fred's father did. And now it's one of the top five Italian restaurants in the United States of America. This according to the Food Network, you know, and the Food Network is very, very picky. And when they're going to pick a great Italian restaurant, they're going to go to Avenue R and Nostrand, as you should, in Brooklyn. And then you will check out the puttanesca marinara, the fresh tomato and basil, the arrabbiata sauces that are made right there on the premises. It's truly homemade. And in case you're wondering, I have to tell you this. They have the only nationally sold pasta sauce cooked and packed right there at the source in Brooklyn. You got to love it. So as you listen around the country, and Florida, we love you. Texas, we love you. We know you're listening around the United States of America. When you go to your supermarket shelf, you want to take home Michael's of Brooklyn. But if you're living like in Connecticut, Jersey, Long Island, you know, if you're in New York, certainly you've got to get out to Avenue R. Nostrand to experience one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Lumberg is our marathon man meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk. Good morning, Joe. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. How are you today?
Good, good. Fired up and rocking and rolling and looking for that heat next week. 70s next week. Next week.
Yeah, consistently next week. In fact, I think we can get to the 60s, 70s this weekend.
What? Yeah, this is great. Now you're talking, Joey. How are we doing? How are we doing today on a Tuesday?
Today, it's only in the low 50s. Clouds, a little bit of rain this afternoon. Couple of showers early tonight. Then it clears out late tonight. Tomorrow's better, mid-60s with some sunshine. Mid to upper 60s on Thursday, maybe a morning shower. A couple of showers Friday. Then the weekend, definitely going to be warmer. I think 70 or better both days this weekend.
So what do you wear when you go out when it's cold out there on your bike, Joe?
Layers. I got to wear layers.
Layers, right? Right.
I packed that stuff all away. I don't want to drag that back out now.
It was so funny. Our boss came in, and he was a big biker. He's not a motorcycle, a bike like you, regular bike, I guess. What do you go on? We go on the racing bike? Is that what you use? Because I use a mountain bike, what they call a mountain bike. Well, how do you describe your bike, Joe? That
mine would be more of a touring bike or a racing bike.
Touring bike, yeah. I think that's what Mr. Atzinger does. He goes 20 miles. I saw our weather guy, Joe Lumberg, I was telling him about you, does 100. 20 is a warm-up. God bless you, man. What are you going to do today, Joey?
20 or 30 today.
Oh, God. All right, me and Al.
Wait till Saturday. I got a big day on Saturday.
What's Saturday now? Tell.
Saturday's the Maryland Endurance Challenge. It's in Emmitsburg, Maryland, and I'm going to hope to do 200 miles in 12 hours.
Wow.
200 miles?
Yes.
You know what I'm doing on Saturday? Eating and drinking at two different beer events.
I will do
in
that
two different
after
states.
The ride at 8 o'clock on Saturday evening.
Right. Joe,
bring me the vittles and I will consume.
Vittles.
Heartily.
Thank you, Joe. God bless you, man. It's Joe Lumberg right there, 757. Holy moly.
200 miles. But I mean, I'll be traveling in a car probably both. Yeah, I have one in Jersey and one
drive
in Brooklyn.
I can't drive 200 miles. I can't drive if I go down the shore. No.
Yeah,
I like to call Big Mike. I call Big Mike to help me. I mean, you drive too much, you get tired.
Drive me 200 miles.
That's amazing. Did he just say it's a 24-hour challenge? Is that what it was?
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Hey, Piscopo in the morning. Arthur,
how are you not fall asleep on the bike?
Huh?
You know, just saying.
Nap.
Yeah.
Because if I'm driving and I'm going down and I go down the parkway and I feel tired, you can pull over and I'll just put the seat back in the car, and you do 6 minutes, 10 minutes. You're not on a bike, I guess, you know?
No. I would think not.
Arthur Idala is going to come up momentarily on AM 970 The Answer with Joe on the radio. You don't want to miss Arthur. Anything could happen in the studio. Mike Gallagher coming in as well. Hey, it's Piscopo with Frankie Five Burrows and Big Al Gattulo. George, thank you. Doing a great job. Yuri, thank you. Dean is here. Matt Conklin. We have the whole team for you. Radio Piscopo, and we are live from New York City.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
46 degrees at 7:59, and I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Scooting around the Garden State getting a big boost now that Governor Murphy has signed a new electric scooter rules into law. According to the new legislation, motorized scooters and e-bikes that go 20 miles per hour or slower are now governed by the same rules as bicycles when it comes to street, path, and highway use. In addition, no license or registration will be required for operation. Murphy says e-bikes and motorized scooters can serve as a fantastic alternative to cars while helping reduce congestion and emissions. And the city health department shutting down a Queens yeshiva amid the measles outbreak that has now grown to 500 cases citywide. The health department says the yeshiva of Central Queens in Flushing did not comply with an order to keep unvaccinated students out of the classroom. In sports, Yankees and Orioles were rained out.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.